As Governor Chris Christie reaches first-tier status in the race for the Republican presidential nomination, he's drawing fire from opponents. One point of criticism, Christie is hardly ever in New Jersey anymore. New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz is our Christie tracker, and he joins us now. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Sotirios.
So, you know, Christie announced his candidacy back in June, but he was actually making policy speeches in New Hampshire and laying the groundwork for a run months before that. How much time was Christie out of state in 2015?
Most of the time, quite literally. I kept a log of all of the days that Christie was gone last year using his campaign calendar, his government calendar, and by watching when he was in D.C. or New York for media interviews. I came up with 219 days. But then the administration this week released its own numbers, and they say he was out of state 261 days. That means there were dozens of days when he was out of state but not in public and really unaccounted for. The total time out of state for 2015 is 72% of the year.
Wow. And, you know, polls show a growing number of New Jersey residents are unhappy with Governor Christie. Does his drop in favorability ratings have to do with how much time he's been out of state?
That's what polling responses indicate. His absence has had a noticeable effect on the state's governance, according to my state house sources. The pension system, transportation roadway repair fund, both effectively out of money. The two most prominent cabinet members, which are the attorney general and the treasurer, they have not been confirmed, let alone even formally nominated by Christie. The Supreme Court is missing a justice. There are no nominees there either. In the end, really, just the nitty-gritty of policymaking and deal-making with legislators, it's just not happening.
And what about the cost? Are New Jersey taxpayers subsidizing his presidential run in any way?
There's definitely a cost, but it's been very difficult, maybe even impossible, to calculate. I've been asking for travel records for his state police security detail for several years, and WNYC has even gone to court to try to get these. But Christie has been able to keep the real specifics about the spending a secret. This is what I've been able to find out. Four state troopers accompany the governor when he's out of town. If he's flying, one New Jersey trooper goes on the plane with him, and the others meet him in, say, New Hampshire. At least two arrive the day before to scout out the routes and nearby hospitals and whatnot. All the troopers stay in hotels, and what may surprise New Jersey residents the most is that state vehicles with New Jersey plates are used for his campaigning in New Hampshire. He's got two of them up there. And then you add gas and wear and tear to the vehicles, plus $70 per diem payments for meals that each of the four troopers get, plus the four troopers' salaries and benefits. I looked up one salary for a guy who used to be on his security detail, and it was about $90,000 a year.
So do you have any back-of-the-envelope calculations?
Well, I tried. I couldn't help myself. So these are very rough, but it's all we got. In 2015, the cost for troopers' food, for example, would have been about $50,000. And we know from a previous lawsuit what Christie's office billed the state police for travel expenses in 2014. And I used that rate to determine the total security cost for 2015 based on the number of days he was out of town. And that brings us to more than $900,000. And that's before you calculate trooper salaries and overtime, which puts the total well over $1 million.
Don't, you know, his campaign filings show what the campaign pays for and what the state pays for?
The most recent federal reports up to September include lots of expenses, but about $340,000 was put on a credit card. And therefore, some of the smaller costs were concealed from direct reporting. Maybe gas was on there. But who's ultimately paying for the gas or for rental cars when he goes to Iowa? Is the campaign reimbursing for the troopers' meals and hotel rooms? The governor's office won't say. They cited a pending lawsuit from liberal groups in New Jersey that allege Christie is violating his fiduciary responsibility by spending so much on his campaign. They referred me to the state police, but they won't talk either. Other candidates do pay for their own security. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker was having his campaign pay back travel costs for his security from his state troopers. But then again, Walker dropped out of the presidential race because he ran out of money.
All right. Thanks so much, Matt.
Thank you, Sotirios.
New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz.